Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Everybody air drums at that part. Everybody air drums. And if you didn't, you know, I mean, we can be friends, but probably not close friends. 610 here on News Radio. I love you so much. 610 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So yesterday we heard from one of the three entities that have made an offer on OLF8 recently. That offer was for $30 million plus a $5 million-ish sort of road. We have an offer on the table from the Henderson Group for $40 million. And then we have Fred Hemmer's group with Beulahtown Square that they have been working for a long time on all of this. And they've got a $42.5 million offer on the table now as well. There's going to be a committee the whole meeting this morning. This morning, man, all of a sudden my brain, I fact check myself, but there's a committee of the whole meeting. First time in 2 years that the Board of County Commissioners in Escambia County is doing this. Thank God Mike Kohler has put this in, and I'm very excited. Joining us now, the principal of that third group that I just mentioned, we've got Fred Hemmer on the line with us, who's coming here from St. Pete this morning. Fred, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. How are you?
I got a little bit of a cold, but you know, just this time of year that happens. No big deal. So $42.5 million. Do you feel like you're in a bidding war?
Well, yes. Yes and no. You know, a bidding war may be that the bids are silent until they're opened up at the end, but this is a open negotiation, I guess, is a better term for it. But, you know, we're not worried about anybody else. And, you know, we know there's another group out there that, you know, has also a very large offer, and I think they're qualified. But, you know, we think our offer stands on its own, and we want to stand on our own merits.
And this you guys have been working on this for how long have you been working on this deal?
Well, you know, I developed Huntington Creek in the Beulah area and started up there in 2013, ended up moving to Pensacola in 2014. So been around and watching what was going on in the background. And I think we actually made our first offer, I think when Jack Brown was administrator, I think it was 2018.
Wow.
So we've been, you know, following this and, you know, following the community. And, you know, we didn't like the direction that it was going when the first offers were coming in. So we just sat in the background. We thought, we didn't think that offers would work. And when if they didn't work, then we would step back in, which is what we did. So, you know, we've been following intently, obviously, for the last 2 years. You know, spent quite a bit of time and money, you know, following it and looking at it and, you know, reacting to a lot of the changes that the county has requested from time to time.
I want to talk about that with you in just a second. But before we get to that, if I remember correctly, your original offer was everything, and then they said, no, we don't want to sell everything, whether it's because of the Live Local Act or whatever, that we want to keep back property for ourselves to do the light industrial kind of stuff. And then you adapted and offered for the smaller, you know, the slice. And then when all of a sudden over the summer, Stephen Berry totally reversed course and said, no, let's sell the whole thing, and everybody was kind of on board with that, you guys have now come back with the whole thing offer. Do I have the history right?
That is correct.
That's amazing. Okay, so I do want to ask this because I have said this many times on the air. You know, the three vote block on the board, Stephen Berry, Lumen May, and Jeff Bergosh, now he's no longer there, of course. It was my perspective that they decided that they just weren't going to work with you. And it didn't matter what you said, what you did, what you offered. I viewed that as petty personal politics, as payback for the fact that you were a supporter of Doug Underhill's. And that they just, it was never going to be right. They were going to slow walk you, Chinese inspection you, no matter what happened. And that seemed to be where they were going to kind of like backdoor in the Henderson Group. And I don't have any problem with them. Again, I'm just, you know, that seemed to me what was happening. And now with a new board and the change of elections, everything is kind of open back up again. Do you feel like you've been strung along by the county commissioners?
Well, let's just say we've been thrown a lot of curveballs. And
okay.
You know, I don't know, you know, the intent behind some of those curveballs. You know, some of them might be appropriate staff comments. And, you know, I'd like to think that we've been on an equal negotiating, you know, playing field with anybody else here. But Yeah, that's all I'll say. You know, we just tried to address the curveballs every time they were thrown.
But do you feel now with the new board that you, I mean, really now it is a fair game, and it's just whoever brings the best is going to get the deal?
I would like to hope that that's the case.
Okay.
And, that's the way we're looking at it. You know, we're coming up and we're standing on our own 2 feet here. And, you know, I'm excited about having Metro being able to show their dog and pony show and explain what they've done. I don't know if the people realize the significance of Metro. And by the way, you know, as you know, we're the largest owner of, you know, fully zoned land in the county, in the Cantonment area. And we've selected Metro to be our joint venture partner on that. The Metro is coming in here, not just from, you know, an outsider jumping in on OLFA. They're going to be here for years.
Fred, can I pause you for
OLFA
a second?
Fred,
let me pause you. Because I think you're assuming people know what Metro is, and I want to give you a chance to explain that because I don't think that's obvious to everybody. And I want to just – let me pause you for just a second because I want you to be able to give better context on that. But first, John Pickens has a quick traffic break. John?
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Back to Fred Hemmer, one of the three entities offering on OLF8. They're going to be at the committee of the whole meeting this morning. By the way, you are coming, and you're going to be at the meeting. You guys are going to be able to present, right?
Yes.
Great. Yep. That was my hope.
On our way momentarily.
Outstanding. Very good. Okay, so you were kind of explaining Metro, and for people who may not know, what is Metro? Why is their partnership with you significant?
Metro Development is maybe the largest, one of the leading developers in the state of Florida. They do a lot of multi-use communities, town centers. They have experience in all the different factors of real estate development. I think presently they either own or control about 60,000 lots in the state of Florida, you know, that they develop for different developers. And my partner, and you know, I have a partner, Chad Horn, a longtime best friend, who's been my partner with all my Pensacola development stuff for the last 14 years. And Chad, he had his own home building company, but Chad partnered with Metro Development a number of times and has had very good experience with them. So we have a long-term relationship with them, and quite frankly, they're very capable of doing this. We trust them. That's why we picked them to be our joint venture partner in our Cantonment project.
So it sounds like you think that your strength, at least one of them, obviously, you know, being connected locally. I mean, I think even Brian Spencer's involved with you guys, but also just that experience is what you bring to the table. Is that fair to say? What you think?
Absolutely. And their capability, and they can. You know, their approach to this will be even more detailed than DPZ did in their master plan approach.
Hmm. Okay.
And I think that the local community will be impressed to hear what Metro is going to say.
And then just the last thing, and I only say the last thing because I don't want to get ahead of the meeting this morning and also just kind of thinking about, you know, fairly treating you and time that I gave yesterday to the other development group. But just in terms of the master plan and the compromise between the job creation and the residential and the shops and the town square and the amenities and kind of the, you know, what we've got now. I know the answer, but I'm asking anyway. You guys agree with the spirit of the master plan. I'm assuming you also think there might be some things to tinker with because just to make it work in practice. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yes, definitely.
Very good.
So, I'll give you one example. On the DPZ master plan, they had a small boulevard entrance that didn't actually expand until you got past the retail that was on 9 Mile, where you're going to see what we will, you know, propose is a grand entrance off of 9 Mile. This needs to look and feel like a nice, very nice community, you know, well thought out planned community right from the get-go off of 9 Mile. So, you know, that's just a sample of some of the type things that we're going to want to change.
Very good. And I remember you saying that in a prior meeting that, you know, the idea was you're really leaving 9 Mile and entering this thing, and it should feel like you're entering this thing just like some of the other communities around the state or the nation where you all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm in a new place entirely here. Well, Fred, look, I'm a big fan of multiple offers. Competition makes for the best thing in the end. I certainly hope you get a fair shake today. You know, I don't really have a side in all of this, although – you know, I just don't like to see people mistreated, and that's what I perceived it as. And so I'm glad you've stuck around. I'm glad that you're making the offers competitive, and we look forward to the meeting this morning. Best of luck, sir. Thanks for investing or trying to invest in our community.
Andrew, thank you very much.
Absolutely. 620 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
I put it anecdotally this way, and I think if anybody who lives here can appreciate this. We need to change the feeling that when you go to a park in the city that the water fountain isn't going to work. And we need it to be, you'd be surprised if it doesn't work, or that you'd be surprised if the bench isn't fixed. That isn't anything that our Parks and Rec Department has done. That isn't over the years. It starts here, and we have to reemphasize and prioritize fixing the things that we have.
You know, one of the things that Mayor Ruse talked about in his State of the City address was the distinction between new things we're doing that are almost entirely or heavily grant-funded, like new construction, new builds, and existing infrastructure that is, you know, also seeking grants and partnerships like the Bay Bluffs Park, for example. But, you know, recognizing he inherited some very under-maintained infrastructure. I mean, that's an understatement. But, you know, using existing general fund revenue in order to do the maintenance and upkeep, which should have been budgeted in a long time ago. That's why whenever you build a park or a playground or a fishing pier or whatever you do, you know, it should, I don't know why we don't do this, but it should come with the price tag today, the annual upkeep, and the plan for replacement and the budget for escrowing the money for the replacement. Because those are all, that's how this works, right? The cost of the car, the cost to maintain the car, and then put away enough money so that when you got to replace that car, then you can buy the next car. Right? I mean, that's how an adult does it. Why doesn't government do it that way? And I think, you know, DC's trying to make it happen that way. And so one of the things he was explaining was that, you know, maintenance of things is how we're funding, it's from the general revenue now, but like building new things is like almost entirely grant funded.
A new Fricker Center, the largest investment, community center investment in the history of our city, 100% grant funded. Give about, of $9.5 million, about $500,000 of that is our money. $9.5 million to revitalize a much needed Fricker Center replacement repair. So that will be a new community center.
Dude, 5% is a pretty good, that's a pretty good margin for cost share, right? 626 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. We got John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound and headed toward the Avalon exit, right around mile marker 21, which is about a mile before you get to the Avalon exit, there's an accident. It's off to the side of the road. I'm not seeing any delays, but I wanted you to be aware of it. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden commuting the sentences of about 1,500 people and pardoning 39 others convicted of nonviolent crimes. The White House says that announcement is the single largest one-day act of clemency in modern history. Biden said he plans to grant more clemency in the final weeks of his presidency.
Just to be clear, no Biden's on that list, though, right?
Well, not that I saw.
Just checking. Go on.
But there's more coming in the next few weeks, so who
don't
knows?
Rule it out yet.
A report years in the making about the Justice Department's actions in the days before the 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol is expected soon. The DOJ Inspector General's Office, a watchdog for the agency, said that report has been delayed because of criminal investigations into that attack. And the New York Mets are introducing their new player today, Juan Soto at Citi Field. Mets owner Steve Cohen outbid every team for the 26-year-old outfielder. He signed a 15-year, $765 million contract this week, the largest in MLB history.
Did you happen to watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
I did not.
So Dana Carvey reprised the Church Lady sketch.
Okay.
It wasn't all that funny, but did bring on somebody impersonating, brought on a Matt Gaetz. It's just, they do the laziest, worst Matt Gaetz stuff. Anyway, brought on a guy pretending to be Juan Soto.
So I hear they're going to pay you $700 million to smack some balls around with your big stick. We like to hit a baseball, don't we, and make more money than Jesus. You know, money is the root of all evil.
Well, if that's true, then I'm going to become the most evil baseball player in the world.
Oh, so funny. So then you might as well tell us, what team do you think you're going to pick?
I don't know. Right now, I hope the Yankees make me the best offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a Christian, I have to ask you, why not spend your time helping and money helping the needy and the less fortunate?
You're right. Maybe I sign with the Mets.
I thought it was a good line. It's a pretty good line.
Very nice.
Also, it's not money is the root of all evil, John. The Sir? Love of money
the
is
love
the root
of, it.
Of all kinds of evil, by the way, not just of all
But
evil,
I love so. The church lady, though.
Yeah,
I
church
love
lady's very
that
entertaining.
Character.
Yeah, I just wish they'd quote the Bible right. David Wayne is. Were you done, sir? Was that it on the Juan Soto story?
That is all I have.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. 6:29 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? So Chris Ray is resigning in January. Just kidding, guys. You know, Chris Ray, director of the FBI, is leaving, so Cash Patel can, you know, have a job. Presuming that he gets approved, we'll see what actually happens with that. And remember President Trump in the Meet the Press interview said, I'm not so happy with him, right? So There you go. Oh, by the way, on the Biden thing, it just cracked me up. I just got to listen to it last night, but John Stewart from last week, when the Biden pardons came out, he had a great line about this. He said, an 11-year pardon is an oddly specific time frame. You know, I'm going to give you a pardon. You know, is 5 years okay? Well, how about 10? No, Dad, I need it to be 11. Why 11?
News. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Trump is inviting China's President Xi Jinping to his inauguration next month. He'd be the first leader of another country to attend that ceremony.
This is an example of President Trump creating an open dialogue with leaders of countries that are not just our allies, but our adversaries and our competitors, too.
Trump spokeswoman Caroline Levitt on Fox and Friends. Meta, Facebook and Instagram's parent company, donates $1 million to President-elect Trump's inaugural fund.
It's Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's latest step to bolster his once rocky relationship with the president-elect. With Republicans set to take control of the White House and both houses of Congress and calling for new regulation of tech, some executives like Zuckerberg are adopting a new posture towards the president-elect.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. President Biden ends early the federal sentences of 1,500 people on home confinement. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got clear skies. It is a cold morning. We've got 37 degrees right now in Pensacola. A Texas man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for the DUI crash that killed Escambia County Deputy Kevin Ray back in 2022. Tristan Parker previously pleaded guilty to DUI manslaughter, driving with a suspended license, and DUI causing bodily harm. He was sentenced to 180 months yesterday for that crash. Parker's been in jail in Okaloosa County since the crash. It killed Deputy Kevin Ray. It seriously injured his 15-year-old daughter.
I think it's been several different times that it's just kind of hit me like that.
They were on their way home from a football game when that crash happened. Parker admitted he'd been drinking in Alabama. A motorcyclist in critical condition after a crash on West Michigan Avenue. That happened about 11:30 Wednesday near the intersection with Memphis Avenue. FHP says the rider was riding at a high rate of speed and passing other vehicles when a Pensacola man pulled out of a convenience store parking lot. Troopers say the driver could not see the motorcyclist because of how fast they were going. The bike crashed into the side of the SUV. The rider was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. Ella Staple in downtown Pensacola shutting its doors soon. The Aragon Cafe on 9th Avenue closing after 7 years in business. The owners say it's been a tough time economically for them.
So I think people are just saying they're just not spending money like they used to. So honestly, I think that's what's done it. But the last 3 months have been probably the worst 3 months we've had in business in a couple of years.
That is Corey Ernest. He was the general manager at the Aragon. He says people just aren't spending money due to the state of the economy. They shut their doors for good on Sunday. Citrus production is down across the state. There's a new report out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It says the Sunshine State is expected to produce about 6 million fewer boxes of oranges this season compared to the previous season, which ended in July. Hurricane Milton's destruction is listed as one of the main reasons behind the anticipated decline. In addition to oranges, the new forecast is also expecting a drop in grapefruit and tangerines. If everything is correct, Florida's citrus industry would experience its smallest harvest this season in more than a century. Well, there's multiple reports out saying President-elect Donald Trump will be Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2024. The official announcement is coming on Thursday. In conjunction with the announcement, Trump is set to ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange later this morning. A fisherman on Amelia Island caught the catch of a lifetime recently. Alberto Venegas reeled in a great white shark. He's a U.S. Navy retiree. He posted a message on social media which reads, quote, I am honored and blessed to have caught the first great white shark that was caught from the beach on the east coast of Florida. The shark was safely released back into the ocean. 6:35 at News Radio, 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Just got a tip of an accident that just happened. If you are traveling on I-10 heading north between Brent and Airport, there's a accident there. It's starting to cause a little bit of delay, but thank you for the tip on that accident. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice chilly day today, starting off in the 30s. Highs today near 56 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 42 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 61. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 37 now in Pensacola, 34 in Milton, 38 in Gulf Breeze. Your next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Sporto with Your Money Now. According to a CNBC survey, only 16% of holiday shoppers plan to spend more this season because of inflation. That'll lead to an average season for retailers. 48% said they'll lay out the same amount for holiday gifts. At the same time, 35% say they'll spend less. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has become the first person to top a net worth of $400 billion, according to Bloomberg News. Musk's wealth jumped after an insider share of SpaceX. According to Bloomberg, the sale boosted Musk's net worth by about $50 billion, bringing his current net worth to $429.2 billion. Donald Trump used his image as a successful New York businessman to become a celebrity, a reality TV star, and eventually the president of the United States. According to AP News, he'll also ring the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange today, as he's also named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Futures are slightly down. The Dow Industrials closed down 99 yesterday. The Nasdaq gained 345, and the S&P 500 was up 49. That's your money now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard Reward Points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
This is Wayne Barr from Anderson Subaru, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. God bless.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Pensacola Hardware wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Abby at Stillwater's Day Medical Spa, and we're wishing you a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Leslie Perino with EW Bullet wishing everyone happy holidays.
This is Riley from Drip Parlor Downtown wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
Ho, ho, ho.
Pensacola right now.
Florida Power & Light. Well, they're going to increase their rates $12 a month starting next year to cover restoration costs from the 24 hurricane season.
Pensacola right now.
President-elect Trump asking to have his Georgia criminal election interference case thrown out.
Pensacola right now.
The latest reading on the labor market has been released.
Payroll processor 80.
Pensacola right now. 4 till 7. After Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Happy Thursday. Good to have you with us. Just 13 days to Christmas. No pressure. So I had a really good chance to sit down with Dr. David Josephs, the head of Lakeview, and talk in a wide-ranging hour-long thing that I'm going to podcast all of when we get done with this series. Today is part four. Today is where we're talking about how I worry that we're turning everything into a mental illness. Into a, you know, something that you would treat or give a pharmaceutical for or therapize. Anyway, and we had this conversation about exactly that subject. This is part four of a five-part series. We'll finish it up tomorrow.
So is there a, do you categorize differently on the basis of whether the illness is treated through pharmaceutical, through behavioral modification, through therapy and talk? Are those distinctions firm? Are they fluid? Is it a combination of all of those? Because, you know, when you're talking about an MRI, I could see you thinking of that as leading to, you know, perhaps pharmaceutical solutions, perhaps acupuncture solutions. I mean, who knows, right? What might work? But also through therapy, talking with somebody through these things certainly can affect your brain function, right? So
change your brain function.
Right, right. Or doing, you know, tapping or eye movement, NLP types of things. I mean, there's all kinds of possible approaches to getting the brain to be functioning better.
Right. And so we first have to then, I guess the step we first have to get for mental illness that is that these are not failings in character.
But there are failings in character.
But
does your field allow for there being still failings in character?
Which we define as personality disorders, diagnostically.
Okay.
But and they're not mutually exclusive. I can be a jerk and still have schizophrenia.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Well, I guess, you know, I mean, a person might have a mental illness that makes them a kleptomaniac. I suppose. I mean, you're looking like that doesn't make sense, but okay.
You could be obsessive compulsive for stealing.
Okay.
I guess.
But you also, you also have people who just choose to steal.
Yeah, people who choose to steal.
And I'm always worried that the mental health concept starts to reduce the place of concepts like morality and choice and pushes them away instead of thinking that people need to be, you know, therapized or...
Yeah, and I think that is a real thing in most cultures, you know, is... but I think it comes back to capacity and ability to change that capacity. And to your question of, well, what are the interventions,
mm-hmm.
right? The good thing about kids, right, is their brains are young.
Mm-hmm.
And so the capacity is greater
mm-hmm.
for change.
And parents are intervening constantly.
Right.
Shaping that future out of what we have right now.
However, how you intervene with that kid to get the end result will depend on that kid.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a very strong-willed kid and you say, I need you to take Adderall, I need you to take this. I ain't taking that.
Mm-hmm.
F you. Or they say, well, Mom, Dad, can I just talk to somebody in the meantime? That's what I want to try first. The whole thing would...
And on that note, especially with kids, what we have here is, you know, a need for better parenting, not a need for some better pharmaceutical. Or what you need is a pharmaceutical and not better parenting. You know, there can be both mistakes, right? That's part of what concerns me in this field, too, is...
Yeah, well, it concerns me also, and it is one of those, you know, again, I've done this for a while, and one of the things I think we do a disservice as mental health folks sometimes is make people feel stupid, right? Yeah, that, and we particularly with young people, teenagers, kids, you're a crazy kid, you're a bad kid, or we put you on a pill. No, medications are helpful and they do work in instances, but the most important intervention strategy that makes a difference is a simple thing, which is you meet people where they're at. If you're trying to change stuff with a 15-year-old who's strong-willed, you can overpower them and get them to do what you want to do. You will win the war and you lose the battle. I am not a great advocate for, you know, lots of kids, and I've worked with a lot of parents and talked to mothers and fathers around this. A child who is depressed, she's being bullied at school, and they're calling her names, she feels like she's kicked out of her group or clique, right? And she says, I don't know why I should live, Mom. I did think about killing myself.
Let's pause right there for just a second. I just want to make sure we get a traffic break in here. We'll come back to this conversation because it was hard to figure out how to break this up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We're basically doing a podcast. And I tried to figure out how do I make these into segments? Anyway, we're talking to Dr. David Joseph from Lakeview Center. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Just one accident to let you know about if you are traveling on I-110 heading north between Brent and Airport. There's an accident there. One car accident is causing just some minor delays in the area, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Now back to the conversation.
That reaction to massive social loss, in some ways, is almost a healthy one. That decision to try to do that, that's not a healthy decision, but the great pain that somebody feels from being bullied by former friends, being ostracized from their social network, losing those relationships, I mean, that's supposed to hurt like hell. And so, what do I do? I mean, that's not evidence of a problem. That's evidence of a healthy person. Then what do you do with it, right?
Then that's the thing. What do you do with it? Suppose the parent then says, you're making this all up. Right? You're a straight A student. You're better than these people. Pull up your socks and go back to school.
Right.
That's one reaction.
And with some kids, that might work.
Or
you're right.
You could have the other parent says, you know, no kid of mine's going to kill themselves. And, you know, I've heard this before. People kill themselves all. I'm going to Baker Act you. I'm taking you to the hospital now. And actually, people kind of are often in between those two.
Sure.
Right? But both have problems, right? So I take that child to the hospital. I've just now reached out for help to my parent. And I go into the hospital. I'm labeled a crazy kid when I go back to school. Has that helped me? So this is why I'm glad you do the stuff that you do, because, you know, we influence, or I influence, when people come in and ask for help. The organization influences. Clinicians influence. And I say, Mom, Dad, let me think about this with you. Here's some options. You know, my preference is we don't put her in the hospital right now. She reached out to you. You have knives, guns. Has she ever said she's going to do it? No, she never said anything like that. Here's what I think. We need to take it seriously. I think she's got all kinds of capacity. How about she come in and just talk to somebody, and maybe with you for the next couple of weeks? Not going to be a long-term thing. And that's the therapeutic intervention. The catch-22 for what you're asking is, well, do they have an illness?
Mm-hmm.
For Lakeview Center to treat that child, what does Lakeview Center have to say?
What was your original answer? You need to have a funding source, and a funding source needs a diagnosable illness, right?
And what would that illness be?
Yeah.
It'd be depression.
Yeah.
Right? Or people, or it could be an adjustment disorder, an adjustment to these life circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have a diagnosis in a mental health system, but it's not necessarily a pathology.
Right? When you say a pathology, you mean?
Meaning bad.
It's a defect.
A defect, something's wrong with you. And in this child's case also, it may not have gotten to any threshold of when we're talking about brain issues.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe her brain's completely normal.
Reacting to this social trauma, right?
You get this intervention, she goes on and she becomes the next whatever.
And I am assuming, I mean, I'd be surprised to be wrong about this, but I'm assuming that for a lot of parents, they'd feel like coming to get professional help is a last resort, is a brink of failure kind of resort, or a, you know, well, it's not so serious that yet, you know, and so that they kind of, they feel that way.
They feel that way. And
I'm going to try my ways first, and we're going to see how long this takes, and we're going to see if she gets over it, and if it lasts long enough, it becomes serious enough kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and I guess in fairness to parents and to people that I've talked to, is parents, like anybody else, and communities have different skills and capacities. There are some parents who are better therapists than the therapist.
Right, and some that are much worse.
And there are some that
are much worse. Right.
So those parents who possess that skill, and some of it is just being a parent. Mm-hmm. Most parents, I believe, are probably sevens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we could all kind of go up to it. But most are sevens.
A little
most
training, we could be better.
We could all be better, right? But they have some that are twos.
Yeah.
Right?
We still have some that are negative fives, you know?
And you have some that are nine and
right,
ten.
Exactly, right.
Those nine and ten parents are not going to take those kids anywhere because they've had that conversation, or they talk to their minister, they take them to the minister.
Yeah.
Problem's resolved. You don't need to come into
right.
a behavior, you know, and but that parent says, "Well, I just don't know what to do." Or what we see most often is the family systems are dysfunctional. There is not a parent in the system to just make that decision. Or there are other stresses that family system. So, and then when we get them is because, well, we have foster care, children in foster care. Mm-hmm. So they've been, the parents, they've lost custody because they were using drugs or they had mental illness. That kid has that very same kind of thing happening. Mm-hmm. In foster care, his or her options and capacity to kind of just bounce back
right.
is very, very different, right?
Right.
And so I guess the difficulty and the frustration for me over the years has been, how do we not judge children? How do we not judge people? Kind of meet them where they're at. There are some things that are obvious. I think God's talking to me. Don't you hear him talking to me? I'm a genius, you know.
And that's where we're going to pick it up tomorrow. The question of religion, hearing from God, whether that's compatible with the worldview of the therapist, which was a very interesting slice of this conversation. So we'll finish it with section five tomorrow. That's a conversation I had about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. Yeah, it was right around Thanksgiving with Dr. David Joseph from Lakeview. I hope you're finding this interesting. I hope it's, you know, stimulating some thoughts and, you know, raising questions that you realize maybe should be raised. And anyway, I hope you're finding this valuable. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
This fox is meowing.
Let me see it. She wrapped up her damn cat.
Christmas tree, I wish I was the star that went on top.
Oh, by the way, and yes, that's Eddie Vedder singing a Christmas song, by the way. So yes, that's Pearl Jam. 657 News Radio 92.3. People are asking me, are we going to be able to get that whole podcast from the Lakeview Center discussion with Dr. David? Yes, absolutely. It might be today, it might be tomorrow, but either way, yes, we'll definitely podcast the whole thing in its entirety because I get that, and you know, if you want to share with people, whatever. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling I-110 northbound between Brent and Airport, there's a one-car accident. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm starting to see some delays associated with that. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, starting to see some congestion delays. Not a big one, just maybe 3 or 4 minute delay, but I just want you to be aware about that because traffic is slowing down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
4 people were injured. Thousands had to be evacuated after an underground fire caused a power failure in a subway in New York. City officials said 3,500 riders had to be evacuated from 2 trains that stalled in Brooklyn last night. 1,800 people in Los Angeles who died during the pandemic are finally going to be laid to rest today. They're people who died in 2021 at the height of COVID, and for some reason, nobody ever claimed their bodies. Many of them were homeless and died on the streets. Saudi Arabia will be hosting the 2034 World Cup. Soccer's governing body, FIFA, made that announcement yesterday. Saudi Arabia was the only country to bid on the 2034 tournament. They're booking out pretty far in advance. I didn't realize they said it that far.
I mean, you know, I don't want to say it. I was gonna say something snarky. I'm just gonna leave it. Just gonna leave it. You know.
All right.
Something about you got to be able to bribe off the human rights abuses early. You know, you got to plan ahead for these things. But you know, there I said it. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Come on. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. Hey, we had a really, really good final meeting of the Trump assassination attempt investigative task force in Congress, and I'll share some of that with you coming up next. I mean, the stuff where I'm actually thinking that we're in a much better space than we were. Secret Service is being improved. Massive correction across the board of culture, training, technology.